B'zat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Emuna Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's episode is entitled, Captain of the Ship, and it's a parable about Emuna. This part is true. It was a tight-knit Jewish community built around a local yeshiva, and one of the children of the community was killed in a tragic accident when the child was hit by a speeding truck while crossing the street. Well, the community was shocked. The young men of the yeshiva were so shaken at the child's funeral that for days afterward, they couldn't concentrate on their Gemara learning. So one day, one of the yeshiva's best students escorted the Rosh Yeshiva home at the end of the learning day, and he told the Rosh Yeshiva about his own difficulty in focusing on his studies ever since the tragic accident. Well, the Rosh Yeshiva put his arm around the young man's shoulder and he said, "Let me tell you the following parable. There was once a captain of a merchant ship that he himself owned, and he was transferring goods across the ocean. All of a sudden, pirates hijacked the ship and ordered the captain to sail in a completely different direction to a different destination. Well, the captain was so distraught that he suffered a heart attack and he died." Well, the Rosh Yeshiva continued his parable, and he told the young man, "Then there was another ship. On this other ship, the captain was a hired employee, just like the other sailors. Because the ship's owner remained in the mainland offices and he ran operations from there. Well, in the middle of a voyage, the captain received a telegram from the owner ordering him to change course and to sail in a different direction to a different destination. Well, the captain replied right away with a 5-word message, 'No problem, changing course immediately.' Then the Rosh Yeshiva turned to the young man. He said, 'Do you realize the difference between the first captain that had a heart attack and the second captain who gladly and readily changed course?' The young man, he says, I think so." Well, the Shiva explained, "Well, the first captain, he owned the ship. He took it to heart when the pirates seized the ship because it was his ship. And he thought he should be making the decisions about his own ship, what he thought was his. But the second captain, on the other hand, he knew that the ship wasn't his. He knew that there was a big boss that told him what to do. And as a hired employee, he was duty-bound to respect the owner's wishes." We know the same goes for us. When we think that we own our lives and we know how to run them and that we're the big bosses, we get upset anytime things don't proceed in life the way we want them to. But as soon as we realize that our lives don't belong to us, but are just safe deposits in our hands, we're not upset when the big boss, who's Hashem, tells us to change course. That's the Rosh Yeshiva's parable, and it really helped the young men get back on track. But we too must remember, there's a tremendous difference between thinking that we're the captains of our own ship and between knowing that Hashem is navigating our lives. That's the same exact difference between a lack of emunah and a life of emunah, which is the same exact difference between a life of ulcers, heart attacks, and anxiety, heaven forbid, and a life of tranquility and inner peace. Sure, each of us is a captain on a ship. Our lives is like a ship. But it's our job to keep that ship in optimal condition. How? We strengthen our emunah. We learn Torah. We observe Hashem's mitzvot. It's Hashem that steers our lives, our proverbial ship, in the path that He knows is best. Because don't ever forget, He's the owner and the big boss. So it's up to us to enjoy the voyage and make it as meaningful as possible while we sail toward the coming of Mashiach and the full redemption of our people speedily in our days. Amen. God bless.